Unit 2.
The year 1450 AD began a three-century era called the Age of Discovery that would see European influence spread throughout the globe. The year 1450 AD began a three-century era called the Age of Discovery that would see European influence spread throughout the globe. European trade at the start of the 15th century was carried out primarily via land routes to India and the Far East, with gold, silver, silk, and spices being the products in highest demand. European trade at the start of the 15th century was carried out primarily via land routes to India and the Far East, with gold, silver, silk, and spices being the products in highest demand. While attempting to reach India by sailing across the Atlantic under Spanish sponsorship in 1492, the Italian explorer Christopher Columbus landed on an island in the Caribbean Sea. And in 1522, an expedition led by Ferdinand Magellan, another Spanish-funded explorer, completed an around-the-world voyage, signifying Europe's global presence. Each charted vast areas of North America, hoping to find a northern sea passage to Asia. In the 16th and 17th centuries, the wealth acquired from their newly conquered territories transformed the European kingdoms into overseas empires. And Europeans settled them in the tens of thousands, bringing their languages, religions, technologies, and cultural identities with them. The Age of Discovery eventually led to the Age of Imperialism, when an empire came to be seen as a precursor to wealth, and its size was thought to represent a nation's status.